Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend David Dossie back on the show. David is a longtime 16-year member of our Brain Trust, partner with Gallagher and Dossie, registered professional engineer, intellectual property attorney extraordinaire, my own intellectual property attorney. And he's our good friend David. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
Good to have you back. We've learned so much from David over the years, folks, on intellectual property. I know I have, and he's helped me immensely. Hey, David, I want you to talk to us about the impact of the coronavirus, COVID-19 disease, the whole pandemic on intellectual property. I know that there's some good, there's some bad, and maybe some ugly. What do you think?
Sure. Well, you have to look at it from a small business perspective of the impact that it's having on protecting your intellectual property versus the impact of some people either enforcing or defending their intellectual property. And, you know, on the left hand, the side of protecting your intellectual property, we've been fortunate that most intellectual property offices around the world have essentially been doing business electronically for at least the better part of the last decade, most longer. So, like the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they're still open for business. They're not open to the public, but majority of patent examiners and trademark examining attorneys have been working remotely for over the past 5 years. So they were really set up. I won't say that their technology infrastructure was set up for it because, you know, they're always a little behind and underfunded, but we've been very fortunate that the impact associated with delays at the Patent and Trademark Office is relatively minor. I think the impact more is on the delays that small businesses experience due to the COVID. And some
Kind of hard to stay focused on your innovations when you're worried if you're going to have a business to come back to use the innovation.
Exactly. You've got higher priorities to keep your door open than thinking about. And that's why if you had pending applications, you know, the Patent and Trademark Office recognizes that. And they have foreign offices have automatically extended a lot of deadlines, whereas the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, they've made some provisions about if your intellectual property or applications go abandoned unintentionally, directly a result of COVID, you know, if one of the owners gets sick or family member or you can't go in and deal with these things, there are ways to petition to revive those without having to pay additional fees and such.
Right.
So they're taking some steps to, you know, help businesses out in this unusual time.
There's also one of the things that I'm trying to help people focus on are the things that they could see that are revealing themselves during this period, and especially as we move forward into whatever is next, there are things that are and will reveal themselves to us that we wouldn't have had or maybe not have seen pre-pandemic. What do you think?
Oh, sure. You've always got people that want to come down on the side of patents are bad and protecting intellectual property is bad. But
or
you know, let's face
it,
a lot of the innovations that we the innovations that we have to really fight this would not be here. You know, ventilator designs and everything else. A lot of those would not be here if it weren't for the intellectual property protections that were available so that companies would invest all that money in research and development.
One of the things I've been pointing out is think about where we would be if this had happened 30 years ago. And that's something
that's
kind of scary to think about, isn't it? mean, look at as bad as this has been. I mean, at least we've been able to go home and work. Many of us, millions of us, right?
And that's one of the interesting things about this situation is, so there's undoubtedly going to be a drop in new patent application filings, new trademark mm-hmm. applications, but patent litigation is actually seeing an uptick,
wow.
which is the opposite of what you'd expect because the federal courts, you know, a lot of them are closed
right.
and operating on a very limited basis. So there's no real good consensus on why there's that uptick other than, you know, it may be merely coincidental, but it could be a causal factor that the patent owners that plan to file patent infringement cases later in the year mm-hmm. have seen and gotten a little nervous and thought,
right.
well, we better get them filed now. And
yeah.
if it's delayed, that's fine.
Hold on to that
exactly.
thought. When we come back, I want to get David to talk to us about the long-term impact on intellectual property of this pandemic. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.